Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi, a deeper look as we do every single day. Lili Nishma Sabi Maria Rafhila Bemeir Chelmecha Zachron of the Bracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zachron of the Bracha. Today we're in Shmuel Aleph. We're in Perek Yud. I'd like to focus a little bit on Pasuk Aleph, where Shmuel goes ahead and he takes a pach shemen and pours it on the head of Shaul, and he tells him, okay, now you're going to be king. At the same point in time, I also want to reference yet another pasuk that appears in the middle of our parak, this time pasuk Chaf Beis, when the people go ahead and they want to call out and look for Shaul after they're ready to appoint him as king, and they realize Vayomer Hashem Hinehu Nechba El HaKelim, that Shaul HaMelech is now hiding among the Kelim. What's up with the Kelim and particularly the Pach? In particular, so I thought maybe perhaps we might concentrate and begin our journey with a Gemara Megillah, which highlights the difference between the anointing of Shaul, which was done with a pach or a pitcher, and a keren, which is what was used with David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, etc. Because the Gemara tells us in Megillah that the Meshicha, the anointing of a king from Malchus Beis David, is always done with a keren, and only the Mashiach of a king from Malchus Beis David, only the anointing of a king, is done with Malchus Beis David. In fact, the Maharshal Megillah over there identifies that the difference between a pach and a keren is that pachim, or pitchers, are meant to be broken. And they are also identified as being around to be broken, which is to say they're temporary, not forevermore, as opposed to that which is done with a keren. A keren is supposed to be there for long periods of time. But in Shoch Keren Hayovel, that identity, keren is long lasting, and certainly the Malchus Beis David was supposed to be long lasting as well. But Shaul HaMelech had a certain style about him, which I think is unique in so far that he did see himself as temporary and short term. And that is very different from David HaMelech and the whole Davidic line and the deeper lineage. In fact, the author of the Tanya, the Baal HaTanya, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, who also worked in a different work called Torah Or, identifies that Shaul HaMelech's Melucha was, as we discussed yesterday, a Melucha, a reign that happened because he was the best man for the job. There was nobody else who was worthy of having that job. As opposed to David HaMelech, who didn't just have the job because he was the best man, but rather he represented the best lineage that was supposed to be out there. When a person is the best man for the job, so then he is always in need of checking and making sure he is still the best man for the job. And so such an individual is always looking back, looking for, looking up and down and the sides. He is a kli, he is a utensil like a pach. And he always has to be nechba la kelim. He always has to go back over all sorts of kelim, which again, Rabbi Eisenberger from the author of the Mesilos Hanavim, Rabbi Yamin Eisenberger of Brooklyn, identifies with the pachim ketanim that Yaakov Avinu went back for and wound up battling Sarosh Shal Esav. Here also, Shaul HaMelech finds himself nechba la kelim. He has to go back to check out the utensils as well. He's always checking, because if there's the slightest flaw, he will not be necessarily the greatest man for the job. David HaMelech has much more room in his life. He has more room to be able to make mistakes, and he becomes more wholesome in the process. So again, the idea of being Nechba El HaKelim, being one who's hiding among the utensils, is not just a question of hiding, but a process of always checking. It denotes a certain temporary nature and a temporary style. And it's one that infected and affected Shaul HaMelech and his rule. And of course, it's one that certainly was something that was stronger with David HaMelech, for within which he was able to proceed and create a lineage that would stand longer, taller, and prouder. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.